Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Now go live to Berea for Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski.
Tevin Jenkins is day to day with that shoulder injury, so we'll see how he responds in the next 48 hours or so as we get ready for the week. Obviously, that ball game is disappointing to start that way. You're down 14-0 the first quarter, and then trying to dig out of that hole. And that's hard to do on the road versus a good football team. So we came up short. We got to own that and watch the tape and look at it and learn from it and, you know, find a way to correct some of those things that happened early in the game so you can be in that game and give yourself a chance to win that game. So that's our focus. But I'll take any questions you guys got.
All right, first question
goes to
Scott.
Hey, Kevin, after watching the film, what were your impressions of Shadur? How he played?
Yeah, obviously some good throws down the field, made some explosive plays. There's definitely plays that he wants back that he can be better, whether it's a decision or a ball or those type of things. But I thought he fought till the end and has the right attitude that he'll just keep learning from all of these experiences.
And those two interceptions, not the one to Jerry, the other two, what did you see on those? Was the first one a good play by the defense, or should he see the guy dropping there?
Yeah, it's always, I think you learn from all those, Scott, and at times you tip your cap to the defense and you say they made a play, and other times you talk to the quarterback, hey, you're... could be footwork, could be who you're keying, could be decision, all those things. So I do think you have to give them credit and say that they're making plays, but I think how we coach our guys is, hey, next time we did it, here's some things that we would do differently. But obviously that's going against a good defense that takes the ball away. You know, you got to give them credit as well.
Thanks.
All right, next we have Mary Kay.
Kevin, after a sort of a blowout loss like that, and with where you guys stand with everything right now, have you been given any assurances by management that, you know, that your job is safe or anything like that?
Yeah, I don't get into those type of things, Mary Kay. I would just tell you, our football team's focus is solely on the Buffalo Bills. And obviously watching the tape today, that's our focus, but that's all we really care about.
So you haven't asked for anything like that, for, you know, any kind of a vote of confidence that you'll be able to continue on after this or anything?
Yeah, I'm not going to get in those type of things, Mary Kay. Not my focus.
Okay, thank you.
All right, next one to Daniel.
Kevin, I wanted to ask for a clarification on what happened with Shadur's wristband yesterday. After you went up at the podium, he said that a card fell out. But the sideline reporter for Fox said that their cards were being swapped out. Could you kind of just provide some clarity on it? Seems like two different answers from you guys.
What happened was the obviously had the wristband. It was good on the first drive. At some point after the first drive, one of the cards must have fallen out of Shador's wristband. So when he went to that panel to look for it, it wasn't in there. Obviously grabbed it. You know, we have Bailey on the sideline, have Dylan on the sideline where he can swap out and grab their wristband. So you always have to be prepared for those type of things. You have to be prepared for if the headset goes out, you have to have those automatics that you have to get to if the headset goes out. And similarly, while that's very rare, you have to be ready if something like that were to occur.
And that's the reason why he had to kind of get the call from you on the from that one play. Like, I guess the headset had gone out at that point, right?
That's right, exactly. So just I was giving him the wristband number. But like I said, the coach to quarterback wasn't out. So you can still communicate that way until 15 seconds.
Got it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, next we go to Jeff.
Kevin, with all the injuries you have on your offensive line, I don't know if any of those guys will be back, but how do you prepare a game plan knowing that your line is not what you hoped it would be?
I don't look at it necessarily that way, Jeff. We've the guys who are available come Sunday, we go to battle with them, and we work really hard during the week to make sure we have contingency plans and guys are ready to go. Backups stay ready. And that's what we do.
Well, then how does that affect your run blocking yesterday in particular?
Yeah, I would just tell you, anybody who's in there, we trust them to get their jobs done. And we as coaches are always thinking about ways that we can put our guys in positions to have success.
All right, thank you.
All right, next we go to Cam.
Hey, Kevin, kind of off of that, similar with the offensive line in particular, the injuries that you have, how does that maybe change the way that you are able to evaluate different positions outside of just the offensive line? I know that these are things that come with the game, but when you're trying to evaluate the production level of a running back or a quarterback, like how do you navigate that with maybe a line that's not full of starters that you typically would have?
Yeah, I think, again, for us, Cam, is the guys that are in there, we trust them. We're focused on the game that's in front of us. We're worried about getting production in the next ball game, not so worried about evaluation, quote unquote. We're just trying to make sure that we give our guys a chance in every one of these ball games.
And then when you're looking for that production for that next week, when you have games where Jerry Jeudy doesn't come down with that ball, obviously want him to hold himself accountable, you want to hold him accountable. What does that look like in terms of making sure it doesn't spiral into something and trying to, but while still maybe holding players accountable for things that happen on the football field?
Yeah, I think our players understand this game. It's a 60-minute game, and there's plays in every game that you're going to want back from a coaching perspective, from a playing perspective. All we ask and what our guys give is everything they got. Not to say that we're going to be perfect, but we'll just keep fighting when there's time on the clock.
Thanks.
All right, next we go to Daniel.
Hey, I also wanted to ask about the pressure rate in Shador's four starts. I think it's at 43%, which is, you know, top two in the NFL. Obviously, like, the offensive line has gone through a lot of changes, injuries and whatnot. But when you're looking at it, like, how much is falling on the offensive line? How much is it guys not, you know, separating early enough? How much is it Shador holding on to the ball? Like, what are you seeing that's resulting in the highest pressure rate in the NFL in his four starts?
Yeah, again, I think it goes back to each one of these games presents different challenges. Each defense is different in how they're playing the game, how they deploy fronts, how they deploy coverages, if you will. So we're focused on trying to give our guys a game plan that we can go execute, play fast, and go find a way to score points. And there's going to be varying factors to each one of those games, whether it's the opponent, whether it's guys that are available or unavailable, and we just got to do our jobs and give our guys a game plan to go let them play fast.
So there hasn't been like a commonality or a common link that you've seen in Shador's four starts that can, you know, that you kind of focus on in terms of, you know, limiting the pressure rates.
Yeah, obviously our focus for our passing game is to keep the quarterback clean and obviously get the ball out on time. There's various ways and various play types to get into, Daniel, to try to mitigate pass rush, but it's so dependent on the team you're playing and the challenges that they present.
All
Thank you.
All right, next we go to Mary Kay.
Yeah, Kevin, just wondering with Bill Musgrave talking to us about how Deshaun kind of stepped up last week and he took on some scout team and some other things like that. As you guys move closer through that 21-day window, are you getting ready to, or, you know, put him on the 53-man roster anytime soon?
Yeah, I would say not my focus, Mary Kay, for right now. I'm very, very pleased with the progress that Deshaun's making on the field. In the classroom, he's doing a really good job.
Okay, thank you.
All right, next one, Scott.
Hey, Kevin, do you expect any of the guys that didn't play Sunday due to injuries to be able to go this week?
I'm hopeful on some of these guys, Scott, but not entirely sure yet. I think we got to get through the next couple of days, see how everybody's responding to some of the rehab that we're doing, and I'll have a better answer for you on Wednesday.
Okay, and then with the run game, it hasn't been consistent throughout the year, right? There's been good day weeks and bad weeks. One of the bad ones was yesterday. Have you been able to identify just why it hasn't had the consistency I'm sure you're looking for?
Yeah, you know, I wish it was one thing and you could fix one thing, but we just, in order to have success via the air or the ground, you have to, you know, you have to be really sound in everything you're doing. And it's on us as coaches to give these guys a plan that they can go execute. And then obviously, you know, you want to give your guys, put them in advantageous positions. Sometimes you're going to go up against good defenses and that type of thing, but that is definitely a focus for us, is finding a way to be efficient and explosive on the ground.
Thanks.
All right, we'll go back to Jeff. Mm-hmm.
Kevin, what are the challenges for you as a head coach to keep your players playing hard in a season when you guys are now 3-11?
Yeah, obviously we know what our record is. We understand that. We don't hide from that. You own it. But we also know how important this game is to us, and the work that has to go into it each week, and what we pour into it each week. The payoff is going out there on Sunday and playing and coaching. So we get where we are. Not going to hide from that, but that's not, you know, part of what we do is going to compete, and that'll never change.
Thank you.
All right, we go back to Daniel.
Hey, Kevin. When you look at these four starts with Shador, it seems like teams have been kind of reluctant to blitz him, and maybe that's because of what he showed in that Raiders game, beating the cover zero blitz and stuff like that. But they're playing a ton of zone coverages. So what has maybe given him and the offense struggle when facing those zone coverages, and what do you have to be better at in terms of executing in the pass game against those zone coverages? And maybe why are teams playing like, you know, almost 50% zone coverage against him instead of, you know, blitzing and playing back?
I can't speak to the why. I would just tell you, in the pass game, whether it's man, whether it's zone, whether it's one high, two high, blitz, no blitz, sim blitz, all the above, obviously we have to be on the same page in all areas, whether it's protection, whether it's routes run, decision making, you name it. So we're working very hard, certainly, to get everybody in those areas. And when you're going up against zone defense, and again, various types of zone, but when you're going up against zone defense, you have to be great in those zones and at your route depth, at where you're supposed to be, and quarterbacks making great decisions versus those zones. So it's a multifaceted to have success versus zone in the pass game.
Thank you.
All right, Mary Kay, do you have one more?
There we go. Yes. Yeah, Kevin, just wondering, you talked a little bit about this after the game yesterday, but you kind of alluded to the fact that a rookie quarterback is going to have maybe a game like this, or is going to have some setbacks, and it's not always just going to be an upward trajectory when you're developing these young guys. So just wanted you to address that notion a little bit. And, you know, was a game like this maybe expected, or, you know, did you anticipate it? And why is the sky not falling after something like that?
Yeah, sky's not falling. I think with young players, Mary Kay, there's growing and there's learning that happens. And, you know, look at history for, I don't care what the position is, but look at history in terms of young players. And sometimes there's moments that aren't going to go your way, and you learn from those. So that's no different for any position, no different for Shador versus any other player. There's going to be really good games. There's going to be games you want back. There's going to be plays you want back, you know, great plays. So I look at it for a young player to be able to go into a really tough spot, have some really good moments, some moments that you want back. We'll learn from those. We'll grow from those, and we'll be better from those.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
All right, there you have it. Kevin Stefanski's press conference had some pretty tough questions there, especially early on about his job from Mary Kay Cabot. I don't know what else he could have said. It's not my focus. I mean, how else do you approach that if you're a coach on the other side? I think that, I thought he handled it very well.
Yeah, me too. That's his new buzz line lately, not my focus, which I guess is a good way of answering something without answering it. I don't mean that in any smart guy way. You know, his focus isn't on his job moving forward. Well, it can't be. You know, he's got to coach a football team this week.
I just think it's one of those weird things about sports where that's like that question is fair game in sports.
Yeah.
But anywhere else in life, where else would you? Hey, Jeff, are you concerned about your job tomorrow? I got to tell you, yesterday's postgame show, you took too many phone calls. No, you didn't take enough phone calls. I can't make up my mind because I'm indecisive. But either way, how do you feel about your job?
Either way, you're going to take the hit.
That's right. It doesn't really matter. So, the Deshaun Watson question I thought was interesting, too, about the, what are we, 14 days into the 21-day window now? Does that sound right?
Sure.
I think it's 14 out of 21. Dan, does that sound right to
you? Just keep in mind, they don't have to activate him.
No.
For instance, Arizona had Trey Benson, their young running back, coming back, and James Conner's already out for them, and they're going through running backs. They decided not to activate him and kept him on the IR all year. You could do that with Deshaun. Mm-hmm.
So December 3rd.
Yeah, they got one more week to make a decision.
Yeah.
So next week on Wednesday, they will have to make a decision.
Bring on week 18, baby.
And yeah, they could easily just go, you know what, we're not activating him, and you know, he'll finish season on IR. No worries.
It's the Bailey Zappi Jeff Driscoll Memorial Week 18 game.
Oh. Oh.
We'll talk about that when we come back.
That's good to hear.
That game is going to need to be sponsored by a liquor company.
When we get to week 18, it's going to be, should you play Shador or should you make sure you avoid injury?
Oh, that's a good question.
Thank you.
216-474-0092. I'm writing it down. 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Browns Therapy Monday. You've done a fantastic job today of getting it off your chest. I hope we made you feel a little bit better today, talking about yesterday's loss to the Bears and kind of looking forward to the future. You heard Kevin Stefanski's press conference. That was at 1 o'clock. Tyvus Powell was with us at high noon, and Scott Petrak joined us at 11. So a lot of things to discuss, a lot of things coming out of all of the interviews we've done today. What was the most significant thing you got out of Kevin's press conference?
I just felt a little different tone to him.
What does that mean?
Sounded like a guy who's been beat up.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm just interpreting it that way.
Well, I think when you're taking questions about your future and your job, and if you've talked to management about it, that you're going to sound that way. I don't think there's any.
You want a really stupid thing?
Sure.
He always gives his opening statement. Always. And then he says, and with that, I'll take any questions.
And today?
He said, I'll answer any questions you guys got. Does it mean anything? Probably not. But it struck me because he habitually says, and with that, I'll take any questions.
Because he's consistent in everything he does for the most part. Yeah.
Today he just said something like, I'll answer any questions you guys got. And he said, got. I mean, that's not in the Penn vocabulary.
No, it isn't. You're right. That's not very Ivy League.
No.
We might need to call.
Got. It's one of my least favorite little words.
Got? What you got?
Oh, that's a little different. That's a little saying.
Just
it's like, I got to go to the store.
Gotta.
Or you have to.
All right, we got to get to Dan.
Kevin doesn't usually say words like, well, I don't think any questions you got.
Wow.
And he did today.
How about you just reading into things? You should have been a detective. Or you should have had a detective show. One of the two. Jeff Phelps, PI. The key is there.
I like the
Jeff Phelps, PI. Maybe that would be your gun. You're about to shoot your gun.
No. I'd be the PI without the gun.
I don't know what the setting.
Keep it in a cookie jar.
Just a trench coat, a fedora, and a magnifying glass. That's all he
needs. There it is.
Oh, where in the world is Jeff Phelps?
Mm-hmm.
I see him more as an Old West guy.
Dan August, starring Burt Reynolds back in the day.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sure I don't. No, I see you as a guy coming out of an old saloon, Old West, chaps on, doors swinging.
Spitting into a spittoon.
What you got? Jeff Phelps, PI. Dan in Seven Hills. What do you got?
Hey, guys. So the Browns are going nowhere fast, and they're not going to with the Deshaun Watson contract severely hamstringing any GM that comes in. So why can't they just cut Watson, cut Judy, you know, do 100% tear down, trade away Garrett, Ward, everyone, except the fact that next
or
year...
Don't you want to hang out at some of these rookies we got this year?
Not because I want them to succeed in the NFL. And except the fact...
I got news. I like watching Carson Schwessinger play. I like watching Harold Fannin play. They're two of the reasons why I tune in every week, despite the fact it's my job. So,
but doing what I would suggest, that except the fact that next year 60% of the salary cap is going to be dead money, but it wipes the slate clean for 2027. You're going to load up with ones, twos, threes, and fours from clearing everyone who makes over $10 million. If they go 0-16, 1-15, been there, done that. But you get out from all these bad contracts, everything like that. I mean, I'm already cutting my grass on game days anyway because the Browns are unwatchable. So the Haslam's already got their stadium. So why not accept one more 0-16 year and then just wipe everything clean, let Andrew Berry and Stefanski eat their sandwich next year of 1-15, 0-16, and then clean house with a brand new slate, all these extra draft picks, almost you're going to have
You're assuming people are going to give you draft picks for guys you want to get rid of.
You know what? I would want Myles Garrett, you know, hopefully trade him to a contender, take twos, threes, fours. Maybe even if you, instead of getting a one in 2027, you get a one in 2028 and one in 2029. And then that way you have, you know, picks lined up for the future. You're going to have one of the youngest teams in the league.
Yeah. I understand. So basically what you're saying is trade Myles Garrett and then try to regroup. Can I put that in a nutshell? The whole thing is what you're saying.
Yeah. And then cut.
Okay.
Watson and have his entire dead cap
gotcha.
Next year. Go 0-16. I don't care.
Gotcha. Okay, thanks. Dan in Seven Hills.
You would find guys to fill out the team, but if you're trying to get rid of anybody who has any value, you know, what are you going to be left with? Nothing. And you're not going to get draft picks for those guys.
And if you did that,
cap implications.
Yes.
If you did that, you would have $83 million on the books in dead money. And before the season even started, you would have negative $27 million.
There you go.
Or no, sorry, negative $40 million. Sorry, my bad. Negative $40 million.
How do you play with negative $40 million? How does that work?
You would have to start cutting people.
All right, looking at the offense, I mean, if you were trying to salvage what you have moving forward, obviously, Quinchon, Shador, I don't know what you're doing with Dylan. Ninjoku, I'm not going anywhere with him. Fannin, offensive line is all up in the air.
Is David a free agent?
Is what?
David's a free agent.
Oh, yeah,
he is a free agent.
Which, by the way, I'd be surprised if he's back.
Bond give you enough to want to see more?
Sure.
Okay, I do too.
Cheap. Why not?
Yeah.
Cheap and young.
Whipler seems to be going to be the right fit for the future. I don't know.
Cheap and young.
Yeah, but you know, can he play?
I don't get
factor that in at some point.
I don't get the Zach Zinter stuff that's going on. I don't know what's going on.
I double checked with Daryl today.
Yeah, what'd he say?
And I'll give Daryl complete credit because I thought, wait a minute.
Is he hurt? Is it
he was out this week. He did not practice on Thursday and Friday. And Daryl seemed to think that if he had, he probably would have played.
Hmm. Kind of felt that way. Tillman, still? I like
Cedric, but he can't stay on the field.
No. Larvadan's probably... He's struggled.
Gage is a guy. I mean, God bless him for making the league.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd like to see him call up Luke Floria here.
A stunner.
Can we do that just for one of these home games? Give the kid a chance. Come on. I'm sure he's working hard at practice. Give me a reason. Help me. Activate Luke Floria, please. Make everybody up. At least you'll sell some tickets. No, but you'll sell some tickets from Menor. Folks will come
sell
from Lake
some
County.
Tickets from Menor. By God, that'll fill the place.
$20 every time the name comes up. Cha-ching.
I'm just saying.
Hey, I got to think you're on the Floria family payroll.
Should I be on the Sunahara family payroll too?
Well, it's already a given.
You know, Corey's Bjorkes is a free agent too at the end of the year, isn't he?
I
think he is. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Punters.
Oh, you're too good to care about kickers and punters and
yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I'm not going to argue with you.
You think you're so special.
I do not.
You think you're so important.
I do not.
Look, Andy, there are some good young players on this team, and they obviously need to build around them, and they need to move on from Deshaun Watson's contract. And you want to move on from Deshaun the person? Fine. You can do that in a year. You could do it this year, but major cap implications. Again, it's not any area that I consider myself real knowledgeable in, but all I know is if you get rid of him, it's going to cost you plenty, but it might be worth it. But if he can play, which the last time we saw him, it didn't look like he could.
Steve is in Shaker Heights, home of the Red Raiders. Hello, Steve.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You know, I'm a longtime Browns fan, and my concern is we have these news conferences with the media, and at no point have they ever confronted or asked a probing question of Kevin Stefanski.
Wow. Did you listen today?
Hey, I listened today.
Did you? I mean, I'll tell you, Mary Kay was pretty point blank with him about his future. Are you going to tell me those aren't probing questions?
But they're not talking about, that's personal to him. It's not about the global deficiencies of his team in every facet of the game.
Hey, would you like, the only thing that I might have liked to have heard was something about the running situation, how bad it is. And I don't know where you go with that. Our running situation's bad. What's he going to say?
Well, I mean, we have so many offensive linemen out, but what about Bubba Petrone? And every game we have a major letdown on the specialty teams.
Have no idea how he still has a job. Not going to lie. I'm not going to lie. I don't know. I mean, there have been other teams in the NFL that have just dumped their special teams coordinator in the middle of the season.
Mike Prefer's available.
Did he leave North Carolina?
Got let go.
Oh.
Along with Freddie Kitchens.
Wow. When did that happen? I missed that.
Over the weekend.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Mike is the all-time winningest playoff coach since 1999 in Cleveland Browns history. So.
I appreciate listening. It's compelling. I just, as a person who's gone to the stadium for 40 years and looking at now spending $15,000 for a PSL, they're making it very, very difficult to support such a deficient product.
Hey, Steve, in all seriousness, what would you want to ask him?
I would want to ask him, you have been here, you have been given free hand, and yet week after week, you habitually have major deficiencies in every facet of the game. Why is that?
Well, let me just backtrack on one thing. And it's a good question, but you said free hand. I don't know that he had free hand in letting Flacco go, and I don't know that he had free hand in bringing Watson in the first
place. Or in drafting anybody. So,
thank you for the phone call. Appreciate it. Good
Thanks,
stuff.
Steve.
216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. I'm going to wrap up a Browns Therapy Monday with a thought here when we come back. Okay. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.